Hello, this is Brother Llewellyn. We greet you in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is for us a great privilege to bring unto you the Word of God. It is our desire that your life may be blessed and changed by this message. This message has no copyright, so it may not be bought or sold. You are, however, welcome to make copies for your family and friends. If you would like additional messages, please visit our website at www.hiskkklesia.co.cc. Again, www.hisecclesia.co.cc. This material is available to you without charge by the freewill offerings of God's people. A special thank you to all who support this ministry. May the gospel of Jesus Christ go out freely, yes, that the Lamb may receive the reward of his suffering.
Thank you, Lord, that we have this opportunity to gather around your word. We invite you to be in our midst. Take this service, Lord, into your hands. Grant us the strength to speak and to listen and to hear, to attain to that which you have in store for us.
Amen. Text lethu silthola encwadini kwabase Roma 11 ivesi langamashumi amathathu nantathu.
Our text we find in Romans chapter 11.
Sekukaningana ngikhuluma ngalo lelizwi kulezi zinsuku.
It's now a number of times that I've spoken on this word in these days.
Romans 11:33.
Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. We'll end reading there.
It takes lethu lithi yekukujula kwengcebo nokuhlakanipha nokwazi kukaNkulunkulu.
Our text says, oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God.
Yeke izahlulelo zakhe ezingaphenyekiyo nezindlela zakhe.
How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. God is great. We cannot fathom his ways, neither his judgments. And his riches, it's so broad, it's so deep. We'll never be able to fully understand and grasp it.
And
I said at the funeral as well that your animal, whether it be your dog, whatever animal of yours it might be, that animal will not be able to understand your ways.
And
the same with us, only 1,000 times more, we will never be able to understand and grasp God's ways. If a person tries to understand and grasp the heights and the depths and the width of God, that will only cause that person to go off his mind.
Khumbula umuntu engibuza ngelinye ilanga ethi mina ngiyazi ukuthi ngazalwa ubani.
I remember a certain person coming to me one day saying, I know who has given me birth.
Ngiyazi nokuthi labo bazalwa ubani.
And I know who's given them birth.
Hambe kuhambe kuze kube uAdam.
And all the genealogies right back to Adam.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu wadala izulu nomhlaba.
How God created heaven and earth.
Manje yena ke wazalwa ubani.
Now, who has given God birth?
Ubele kanjani uNkulunkulu?
How did God come about?
Hayi, ingqondo yethu incane kakhulu kakhulu kakhulu. Asikwazi ukufinyelela engcebeni kaNkulunkulu.
No, our brains are so puny, so small, that we will never be able to fathom the riches of God.
Uma singaqonda ukuhlala nokusuka kaNkulunkulu, angaba umlingana wethu, singalingana naye, sibe selevelini eyodwa. Angafana nathi, abe umuntu njengathi, aphelelwe ubuNkulunkulu.
If we would be able to understand everything about God, then He would just be like us, an ordinary human being, on our level, without any divinity.
Omunye waza washo wathi, uma uNkulunkulu angaba njengokucabanga kwakho.
One person said that if God would be according to your imagination and your thinking,
imizwa yakho,
your feelings,
umqonde futhi yena abe njengokuba uthanda ukuthi abe yikona.
If you would fully understand him and he would be exactly according to how you want him to be.
Athi hawu bengingenakuncikaza ukumbiza ukuthi uyisilimana sengqondo yakho.
He said, I wouldn't hesitate calling that God the fool of your imagination.
And he even said, an idiot of your imagination. UNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu uphakeme.
God is
akanakuqondwa wena mpethu tuthane yomhlaba.
He is exalted and you will not be able to fully fathom him. You a worm of the earth just like an ant on the earth.
Ikho izwi lithi ye kukujula kwengcebo kaNkulunkulu.
That's why the word says, oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God.
Kukhona amachibi akhanye njengeglass njengecrystal uma ubuka uze ubuke phansi.
There are lakes that are crystal clear, pools of water where you can see right through to the bottom.
Kodwa uma uzobuka ingcebo kaNkulunkulu awukwazi ukufika efinyelele ekujuleni kwayo.
But if you look at the riches of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, you cannot fathom those depths.
Yena uphakeme kakhulu, ubanzi kakhulu, ujulile kakhulu.
He is much greater than that, much higher, much deeper.
Abanye bayakhala uJobe ubekhala lapho fika isigijimi ukuthi amakhamela akho asentshontshiwe.
Job cried out when a messenger came to him and said, all your camels have been stolen.
Zonke inkomo zakho nezimvu zakho zitshontshiwe.
Your cattle, your sheep, they've all been stolen.
Ebikelwe ukuthi ingane zakho ezishumi zifile.
And he received the message that all 10 his children had passed away at the same time.
Naye qobo lwakhe abe nelonda kusukela ekhanda kuze kushaya enyaweni.
And he himself had boils and sores on his body, right from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet.
Umngakhe wathi, hey, salo sumqalekisa uNkulunkulu, ufe.
And his wife said, why don't you just curse God and die?
Wathi, ukhulumisa okwesiyudla.
He said, you speak like a foolish woman.
Fike nabangani bakhe bathi bayamluleka kanti bamkhulumela inganekwane.
And his friends came, wanting to give him advice, thinking they're giving him sound advice. In the meantime, they were just going along the sides, not hitting at the point.
Abantu bayashesha ukumluleka umuntu kanti ngabe ngcono bavala umlomo babeka isandla emlonyeni bathule kunokuba baphimisele kuyizeleze ngoba egcineni uNkulunkulu wathi keke nginithethelele uma uJobe engangithethelelanga.
Speaking a lot of fairy tales, so to say. Some people are very quick in giving advice. It would have been better had they shut their mouths, because at the end, God said, I'll never forgive you, speaking about those friends of Job, unless you go to him and ask him to pray for you. We, people of the earth, we need advisors and counselors, and kings also need counselors and advisors. But who will be God's advisor and counselor?
Awuthophe kwamesinda wathi waphimisela naye wathi hawu uNkulunkulu ngabe ngcono ukuba usuku lokuzalwa kwami uqalekiswe.
It was also so difficult for Job that eventually said, Lord, it would have been better had my day of birth been cursed.
It
would have been better had I perished in my mother's womb.
Or
maybe just after my birth had died rather than meeting up with us. Confused, not knowing any longer where is head or tail. And then God replied to Job.
What is Job? Awuvuke njengendoda. Gaqish ibhande lakho. Ungiphendule kulokho engiyokubuza.
He said, Job, get up and girdle your loins like a man and reply me now. Answer to these questions that I'll put to you.
Wathi, ngitshele, ubukhona umsukwane ngibumba umhlaba.
He said, were you there the day I created the earth?
Uyazi isilinganiso engasibekayo ukuthi umhlaba ube ngakanani.
Do you know what measurements I gave to the earth?
Uyazi ukuthi mina izinto ngayimisa kanjani.
Do you know how I set things up?
Unkulunkulu wasuka wambuza nje, wambuza into yamagwababa.
And God asked him simple things about crows, for example.
Ukuthi atholaphi ukudla kwabo.
Where they get their food.
Lezinye inyoni entabeni ukuthi izalela kanjani, chamsela kanjani.
And where certain birds give lay their eggs and how they bring them up. Asking him about certain animals and about the lions.
What if uga pelingani? Unembuzo. Kube ngathi uyangisola. Ukuthi indlela zami azikahle. Awungiphendule ke njengendoda. UJobe wakhala wathi, "Hawu uNkulunkulu ngithethelele." Ngizobeka isandla sami emlonyeni wami ngithule.
He said, brace yourself like a man, and I'll question you, and you answer me now, because you are asking me certain questions, as if you are finding fault with my ways, as if my ways are not perfect. And then Job repented. He said, oh God, forgive me. I put my hand on my mouth, and I won't say anything anymore. And he became wise. And we too, if we would much sooner put our hands in our mouths and shut our mouths, we'd also become wise.
Yeka, ukujula kwezindlela zikaNkulunkulu ezingaphenyekiyo.
Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God are unsearchable, his judgments.
Uma sibuka isibhakabhaka, buka inkanyezi.
If we look at the skies, at the stars,
abantu bangakutshela namhlanje ngokuhlakanipha kwabo ukuthi inkanyezi leyo kusukela la ukuya le amakhilomitha mangaki noma amamayili.
People today with their scientific knowledge can tell you the distance that the stars are from the earth.
Abangatshela ukuthi hamba kanjani.
They can tell you how they move in the skies. And they can tell you about their seasons and about the hours and even the
minutes.
They've even fathomed the depths of the sea at different places. They can tell you, at this place, the sea is so deep. At that place, it's so deep. Man's knowledge has increased. It's great. They can tell you all those things. But when it comes to the depths of the riches and the wisdom of God, man is an utter fool. He doesn't know anything.
He's absolutely stupid. He doesn't understand a thing. Not knowledge.
Nothing.
He is ukuthi inqola ezizazidonswa mahashi nenkomo namhla ziyayihambela nje.
Even though today you've got cars that go on their own, whereas in the past they had to be pulled by horse.
Ngezo 1870, noma 1700, kwaba khona inkosikazi yasuka yathi, nabona inqola igijima, ingenahashi, ingenambongolo, ingenankomo, ihambele. Ikhuluma ngenqola ihambelayo. Isigcino bayithatha bamfaka esayilomu bathi usangene. Kanti namhlanje bekufanele ukuthi laba bamfaka esayilomu kube bona abangenayo esayilomu ngoba umhlaba ugcwele inqola eziyigijimelayo. Kuhlakanipha lokho.
In the 1700s, there was a woman that said she had seen a car that was going on its own, an automobile going on its own, not pulled by horses or by anything else, but just going on its own. Eventually, they put her in an asylum. But today, we have those cars all over. Those people that put her into the asylum, they should have been put in there. Or we would say that today. That is the scientific knowledge that there is today.
Umzalwane lo wase Uncle Annie wase Dalton ufaka imshini esitolo amakamara uma umuntu engena eyithathela izinto eyithathela ikamari ithatha konke kube ividiyo kwakho konke.
Now Uncle Ernie there in Dalton, in his stores, in his shops, he's got closed circuit television cameras that are there as a security precaution. And they record everything that everybody's doing in the shop. And when people steal and they put things into their pockets, it records them. Certain young man came into the shop, he looked around, didn't see anybody looking at him, so he started filling his pockets with stuff, with goods from the shop. After he had filled all his pockets, he didn't have any space left anymore to put anything else in there. They went to him and they said to him, "What is all that in your pockets?" He said, "No, what are you talking about? There's nothing."
But was ake bangena obisini.
They said, "Come with us," and they went into the office.
Bavuli video.
And they switched on the video.
Why born again the stone?
And they showed him the whole video from the time he came into the shop, how it recorded his movements, how he put things into his pockets, and he was just staring at this with his mouth agasp.
Why is it here na?
And then the owner of the shop said, or the person said,
Usuthini ke manje ndoda?
What do you say now?
What kanti technology isinje?
Is it my? Is technology already as advanced as this?
Ati kangifuna ukuzwa ukuthi uthini? What technology kanti isinje?
So now I want to hear.
Waphelela kuyi technology. Wangasho ukuthi ngiyaxolisa noma ngathatha. Ha, kuyilokhu ebabazi technology.
And he said, now I want to hear what you've got to say. He said, no, my, it's technology as advanced as this. And that's all that he could say. He was just amazed at this technology. He didn't even say sorry about what he had done or anything about that.
The technology, yebo, iqhubekile.
Yes, technology is advanced.
Kodwa uma uthatha lokhu kuhlakanipha kwabantu, ukisa kuNkulunkulu, ubona ukuthi ukuhlakanipha komuntu akudluli ukuhlakanipha kwempongolo maqondana nomuntu.
But if you take
uqhathaniswa nokwethu noNkulunkulu,
that knowledge of man and you take it to God, then you see that it is no better than the knowledge of a donkey about a man if you compare our knowledge about God. Oh, the depths of the riches of God. Of the wisdom and knowledge of God and how unsearchable His judgments.
UJobu ubengazi bekhona impi ezulwini. UNkulunkulu wakhuluma noSatan. Wathi Satan uqhamukaphi? Athi ngivele emhlabeni. Wathi uyibonile inceku yami engikhonzayo ngokupheleleyo. Wathi he ngiyibonile.
Job didn't realize that there was a battle, a war in heaven, where Satan appeared to God and he said to God, have you not seen God said to him, God said to the devil, did you see my servant on earth and how faithfully serving me?
Umuntu axhuma dance ziyathandeka lezo zinto.
And then the devil said, yes, I've taken note of him, but one can understand that he serves you, because after all, you've blessed him mightily. You've given him wealth, you've given him these children, and you've blessed him. Well, that's what people like, isn't that so? You tell people, come to Jesus, and then you'll be blessed. You'll have a motor car, you'll have this and that, and people jump for that. That's what they want.
UNkulunkulu, wathi cha, ungikhonza ngenhliziyo.
And God said, no, he's serving me with his heart.
Satan wathi awungidedele, ngimphuqe izinto zakhe. Awungidedele, ngimgulise. Awungidedele, ngimphuqe konke. Ningene kumkakhe, umkakhe abe yisiyula, ame ngakusathane, uzofulathela.
And the devil said, just allow me to take away his possessions and those blessings with which you've blessed him, to take away his children, all his wealth, to even enter into his wife, that she becomes like a foolish woman and stands on Satan's side, and then you'll see how he'll turn his back upon you.
Ake ngithathe abangani bakhe abathathu abazwana naye bamjikele uzobona uzokufulathela.
Let me take his three closest friends and that they turn against him and you'll see he will forsake you.
UJobu waba yi ground lapho uNkulunkulu noSathane belwa khona. Bebambene khona. And
Job's life became a battleground between God and Satan. But Job didn't understand anything of that. He didn't know about it at all.
And
then eventually he put his hand on his mouth. We won't ever understand God's ways. All that is required of us is to humble ourselves, to submit ourselves underneath God's powerful hand. And then it says, how unsearchable his judgments. God's judgments that are unfathomable. Let's look in the Bible about God's judgments with the coming of the flood. Before that time of Noah's flood, the people on the earth became utterly corrupted. All their thinking, all their inventions, their imaginations, they were utterly evil and wicked before God. Everything that they were thinking about was sexually depraved.
Baze bona ngokocansi ngezinto ezijulile singenayi kuyikhonda thina. Bazali khwaka ngaleyo ndlela waduphela wafa uNkulunkulu ezulwini.
And then they sin sexually in a way that goes above our understanding, but that caused God's anger and wrath to come down on them after they had given birth to giants.
Ngoba singabuza namhlanje bebekwenza kanjani? Omunye asho lokhu. Bebejulile ekuboneni kwabo nasemanyaleni abo.
Now we can ask today, how did they do it? How did it work? And one person says this, another person says that. But let it suffice that they were utterly corrupted. They had fallen very low in their sinning and their immorality and perversion before God.
Romans 1.
In Romans 1, we read that although they knew God, they neither glorified God nor gave thanks to Him. They didn't worship Him. And for that reason, God gave them over to the sinful desires of their hearts, to sexual impurity, for degrading their bodies with one another. And they even exchanged the natural desires for where they started having the desire for the same sex. If you don't serve God, then God will give you over to that, that you cannot think about anything else but sex from morning till night.
Why do people fall into sin? Why do young people, you find girls speaking over the cell phones? Boys and girls, even yet, Sizabantu, it's not done. It's not done. A person who does it should go today, pack his clothes and go. You're of the devil. We don't do it here. We've got apartheid. But you'll find people old in the Christian life falling into sin. Why? Because they don't serve God as they should. They look home and God hands them over to the lusts of the flesh. Uma bengamkhonza uNkulunkulu bemvuthela uNkulunkulu ushizekela uNkulunkulu inkanuko bezingena kuvuma vuka emzimbeni wabo izwe belingena kuba nendawo kodwa ngenxa yokuthi bayisivivi uNkulunkulu abasasazele ngeinkanuko.
Because a person is lukewarm, God gives them over to their sexual lusts.
Unkulunkulu ke waba nomusa wathi Mose Noah ngiyayisola ngokumdala umuntu ngiyayisola ngizobabhubhisa kodwa ngisazobanika ithuba iminyaka eyikhulu namashumi amabili ukuthi baphenduke.
And God said to Job to Noah in his grace, he said, Noah, I grieve that I have made man, and I'm going to wipe them from the face of the earth, but I'm going to give them 120 years to repent. How unsearchable his judgments. Look at that. God found only one man and his family on the whole earth that were righteous before him.
Unkulunkulu uyahlulela kubi nokuba okukhona namhlanje emhlabeni. Unkulunkulu uzokuhlulela nezono ezikuwe uzozihlulela nakanjani noma unekholwa engakanani uyokujaja uNkulunkulu.
God judges sin. He'll judge the sin that there is on the earth today. And He'll judge that sin in your life. You won't escape that. Whether you're a Christian or no Christian, God will judge that sin.
You don't break with that sin. The wrath of God is upon your life.
Uma ngabe ungafulatheli leso sono, ulaka lukaNkulunkulu luphezu kwakho.
Iminyaka ekhulu namashumi amabili uNkulunkulu ebabekezelela.
For 120 years, God was patient with him.
Was wathi Mose Noah wakumkhumbi wawakumkhumbi bethi Noah wenzani ngakho umkhumbi wakhelela ehlane la itabeni lalungekho khona ulwandle amanzi azovelaphi bambhuqa.
And then God commanded Noah to build that ark, and he started building it, and the people came to him and said, Noah, what are you doing? He said, I'm building an ark. They said, my, here on dry ground in the mountains where there is no sea. And they mocked Noah.
Kodwa Noah wamethemba uNkulunkulu, wakholwa uNkulunkulu. Zazangena ilwane, wangena uNoah, wakhiya uNkulunkulu. Uma isekhile, kwaqhuma imthombo yamanzi phansi, kwehla amabhakede amanzi phezulu. Abantu basuke bagijima bafika emkhunjeni, Noah sivulele lehlobo zakhe. Kodwa wathi angikwazi ukuvula ngoba uNkulunkulu owavalayo.
And God, however, trusted, and Noah trusted in God, and he believed God, and so he completed that task God gave him. And then God sent the animals to come in, and eventually Noah and his family also entered the ark. And then God locked the door. And then the fountains of the deep broke open from below and from above. The water spouted out and poured forth. And then all the people started coming there to the ark. And even Noah's own relatives started crying to him, saying, open for us, we want to enter. And Noah said, I didn't close the door. God himself locked the door.
Ah, kwabanzima kubantu abakhulelweyo. Kwabanzima kubantu abadala ezalukazeni. Amanzi ekhuphuka. Abasha bekhuphuka ehlahleni, bakhuphuka ey'ntabeni, baze bafika esiqongeni sentaba, kanti amanzi ayakhuphuka njalo.
And it was difficult for the ladies, the women that were in labor, those that were pregnant with child. It was difficult for the older women. The younger people, they started running up the mountains, maybe climbing up into the trees, and the water steadily rose all the time.
Izahlulelo zikaNkulunkulu
The unsearchable judgments of God. Nobody ever could imagine that God would destroy the earth with a flood.
Kwasinda, inhloko yomuzi, uNoah, nomndeni wakhe.
But Noah, the head of that family, together with his family, they were saved.
Akekho bazi ingcebo yokwahlulela kwaNkulunkulu ukuthi uzobahlulela ababhubhise kanjani. Usinde uNoah, kodwa abanye bonke bafe.
Nobody could ever understand and fathom the judgments of God, how God would judge them and destroy them and wipe them out. But only Noah and his family were saved and rescued.
Kwahamba, kwahamba. Kwaqhamuka iSodom neGomora. Abantu bamfulathela uNkulunkulu. Bakhanukelana. Yonanto nje yaxoxwayo. Ukuthi usibanibani seqoma usibanibani. Usibanibani seqonywa yilo. Yiwo lo moya esiwubona namhlanje. Fica abantu nasemsebenzini. Xoxwa ngamadoda. Xoxwa ngabafana.
And eventually, after some years, Sodom and Gomorrah came about. And they were filled with lust towards the same sex, where they were homosexuals. And all they could speak about was, this person has now got an affair with that person. And this person got a relationship with that person. That's all they could speak about. The same thing that you find today, even at work, where people speak together. That's what they speak about.
Hayi kodwa namhla khona ohulumeni sebeshaya umthetho bevumela lento namasonto abaningi abafundisi bathi ke cha bazoshada shadisa amadoda namadoda.
But today you find governments legalizing homosexuality and even churches where they say, well, we will be prepared to marry men to men.
Kweminye imhlaba uma ukuhlaba lokhu uzongena ejele.
In some countries, if you speak against it, they'll even throw you into jail.
Yekake indlela engaphenyekiyo kaNkulunkulu. Lahloma izulu. Kwangehla isangquma. Namanzi kwehla umlilo. Basha.
Oh, how unsearchable the judgments of God. Because the storm clouds gathered together around Sodom and Gomorrah. But then it didn't rain down rain or hailstones, but fire.
Ubani owake waphupha ukuthi kuzokwehla umlilo ezulwini? Akekho noyedwa.
Who would ever imagine that fire would rain down from heaven? But it happened there.
Isikhoko sehlela phezu kweSodom neGomorrah.
Hell came down upon Sodom and Gomorrah.
Abantu abonayo. Amadoda avuka inkanuko ngenxa yamanye amadoda nabesifazane kanjalo lo mlilo owabhubhisa iSodom neGomorrah uzobhubhisa wena. Hlala ulindele lokho, awuye ezulwini. Yilowo mlilo ozobhubhisa wena ngaphandle ukuthi uphenduke uhlukane naleyo nto.
Amen. Who lust after other men, and women who lust after other women, and where those sexual lusts arise in their bodies. Don't doubt about this. That same fire that came down and destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah will come down and destroy you as well, unless you repent from that sin. How unsearchable is his judgments?
Kanti manje sesilindele usuku lokugcina. Usuku lokugcina uNkulunkulu usazojaja. Wajaja ngemvula kaNoa, Sodom neGomorrah ngomlilo. Esikulindele namhlanje ukuthi uNkulunkulu abhubhise umhlaba futhi ngomlilo, ukuthi kuzosha inkanyezi, kuzosha konke kuqhume, nomhlaba uzosha, nabo bonke abangaphendukanga.
And now we're expecting the final, the last judgment of God. As God judged the world in Noah's time by destroying it with a global flood, and he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah with his judgment, when his judgment came down upon them, when he destroyed them by fire.
we're now expecting the final judgment of God, when God will judge and destroy the whole earth and all the elements with fire. Oh, how unsearchable are his judgments. And his ways, his paths, beyond tracing out. Now let me stop with his unsearchable judgments, and I'll speak about his paths beyond tracing out. If we take in the Bible, for example, Joseph. Now, he cried to his brothers, and he said, please, don't sell me as a slave. Don't sell me as a slave into a foreign land, into Egypt. Don't separate me from my home, from my family. But they hardened their hearts, and eventually they sold him off after they had first thrown him into a pit, and they wanted to kill him there.
Why keep it?
And then he went to Egypt.
Watola uPotifar.
And then he was found and bought by Potiphar.
Umgakhe onesimile sonakeleyo. Wafuna mathubu ukuthi abe naye yedwa. Wameshela. Wazo wamlinga. Embamba.
His wife, who was an evil, loose, immoral woman, she looked for opportunities to be alone with Joseph, to take him to bed with her, and eventually she got the opportunity where she grabbed hold of him.
Well, she punch, waputuke njengensipho, emanzi ezandleni zakhe. Wathi kodwa ngingona kanjani kubaswami engethemba kangaka.
And he said, but how can I sin against my boss who trusts me so much? He's given me everything, but he's only withheld you from me. How can I sin against him like this? And he ran from her. He slipped like a slippery eel from between her fingers.
Uma zokubu indoda ethu yabonlele ibhanch elika Joseph. Ubefuna ukungihlwengula. Ubefuna ukwenza isono nami. Wathukuthela wafa, wambopha, wamfaka ejele, ezodilike rijele.
He just left his cloak there, his mantle in her hands. And then when Potiphar came back, she said to him, just look at this. This is Joseph's jacket, his cloak. He wanted to rape me. And Potiphar was furious, and he threw Joseph into jail. He was going to stay there for the rest of his life. The ways of God are beyond tracing out. Joseph was there in jail for many years. Eventually he helped somebody there in jail, and then he said, when you get out, please go and tell Pharaoh that I'm in jail here, innocent. I'm not guilty at all. But his friend went out and forgot about him. His paths are beyond tracing out. We cannot understand God's ways. Now, probably Joseph said, well, that's the end of me. There's no hope. But in the meantime, God's ways were much greater. Until God's time came. And then Pharaoh had a dream. Nobody could explain that dream.
kanti umuntu bemphakela emseva emtheleli wayini kudleni wakhumbula ukuthi konje khona uJoseph ejele okwazi ukuchaza lento wathi inkosi yami khona umuntu ejele ongakuchazela uJoseph wathi mlede wakuchaza uJoseph.
And then that person whom Joseph had helped in jail, who was restored to his position as cupbearer to Pharaoh, he then remembered Joseph. And he said, oh, Pharaoh, oh king, there's somebody there in jail who can explain dreams. He'll be able to help you.
Wamlanda, wamchazela, wabekwa ukuthi abe inkosi, kwaba ufaro kuphela ophezu kwakhe, kwaba yena ophethe umhlaba.
And then he had him fetched. Joseph came. He was able to explain the dream of the king of Pharaoh. And then he was exalted to a position only second to Pharaoh himself in the whole country. Egypt was a superpower at that time, as America is a superpower in the world today.
Ezondwa abafowabo bahephula ingubo yabo bahlabisilwane kuthele ngegazi baye kuyise bathi uyayazi le ngubo hawu endodana yami uJoseph uthi siyithole endle kusho ukuthi ubulawa isilwane sasendle.
His path are beyond tracing out. Just look at how Joseph's brothers had treated him, how they had even tore apart that multicolored coat that he had, and they slaughtered a goat and they poured some blood on it and they took it to their father and he said, oh, do you see this? Do you recognize this? He said, it's of my son Joseph. A wild animal must have torn him to pieces. How unsearchable God's judgments and his paths are beyond tracing out.
UJoseph ubekhala ethi akekho okunakayo kunzima, kanti indlela kaNkulunkulu ukuthi amphakamise abe yinkosi isigcino, bafika abafowabo bamkhothamela, kwafika ubaba wamkhothamela. Yeke izindlela zikaNkulunkulu. Wena ungathi hawu, hawu sekukuphela kwezinto, kanti wena muntu kaNkulunkulu namathele uzithobe phansi kwesandla sakhe esinamandla uzokuphakamisa ngesikhathi sakhe.
Joseph cried. He said, oh, nobody is taking note of me. Nobody cares for me. And he didn't understand that that was God's way of lifting him up and placing him as a ruler. Eventually, his own brothers came. They bowed down before him. His father, you man of God, don't say, well, this is the end of my life. You remain true to God. In the end, God will lift you up.
Uzinikele kuNkulunkulu, uthembeke kuye. Uthembeke kuye. Ngasekugcineni uyohleka. Ngasekugcineni uzohluleka ukuhamba phansi kube ngathi uhamba emoyeni. Ngobukhulu bengcebo kaNkulunkulu.
Submit to God. Be faithful to Him. Stay true to God. And in the end, you will laugh. In the end, you will be full of joy. It will be like you floating in the air when you see what God does in your life.
Yeka. Izindlela zikaNkulunkulu aziphenyeki. Ungadideka. Khohle ukuthi yini. Kanti uNkulunkulu uphethe amatomu. UNkulunkulu uyena obamba i-steering. UNkulunkulu uyena oholayo.
His paths are beyond tracing out. You might be at an end to yourself, of yourself. You might not understand how things are going, whether you're going forwards or backwards. But don't forget, in the meantime, God has got the reins in His hands. He's in control, in full control. Let me come to the last point. Come with me. Let's go to Golgotha.
Sibone indodana ezelwe yodwa kaNkulunkulu iphaxabulwa ishaywa ulinwe umhlane vela amaphapha.
And behold, the Son of God being crucified with his back being plowed open, so to say, like a field. With his lungs visible from the back, nobody suffered like him. God forsook him to such an extent that he cried out, he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Carrying, bearing your sin.
Bekunzima kulukhuni ilanga laze lagubuzela ubuso kwabamnyama emhlabeni emini.
It was terrible. It was difficult. It was beyond bearing. And even the sun covered its face and it became dark at midday.
Umhlaba wanyakaza kungathi vuka isihlebane.
And even the earth trembled and shook.
Yeka izindlela zikaNkulunkulu ezingaphenyekiye. Ebo vuhebu khep ngegazi. Hayi lo muntu likaNkulunkulu liqonsela phansi. Ubone ongazange ubone. Ububi bokugcina.
His paths are beyond tracing out. Jesus was red with blood, not human blood, but divine blood. That blood dripped to the ground, and that was the most evil and wicked thing that could have been done. That was the darkest time and period on earth. It was pitch black. Never ever before and after that had anything so evil been done.
Kodwa yeke izindlela zikaNkulunkulu ezingaphenyekiyo. Nakho lobo bubi kusizakale wena. Angazi ukuthi usizakele yini. Nami.
But just look at God's unsearchable ways. Through that most evil thing that had been done, you and I are helped, if you are helped.
Kula encwadini yokuqala kaPetro isahluko sokuqala ivesi leshumi nambili ngasegcineni. Kuthiwa izinto ezizifisayo izingelosi ukuzibona.
In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2:12, the last part, it says, even angels long to look into these things.
Ivangeli, umusa kaNkulunkulu ubonakalisiwe kithina. Ukusebenza kwegazi likaJesu nokufa kwaJesu.
That is the gospel. That is the working of the blood of Jesus in our lives. That is God's working within us.
Uyakuzwa ukuthi kuthwani? Izingelosi zisezulwini zifisa ukubona emhlabeni ukusebenza kwevangeli kubantwana babantu.
Do you read this? Do you hear this? That it says that even the angels long to look into these things. They long to see the working of the gospel in the lives of men.
Uma usezulwini bekungafanele ukuthi ufise ukubona okunye. Okokugcina lokho okubonayo ezulwini, okungabonwanga iso lomuntu, okungangenanga endlebeni yomuntu, okwasezulwini.
If one is in heaven, there shouldn't be anything else that you would desire to see, because you've got everything. That which no human eye has ever seen, that which no human ear has ever heard, is there in heaven.
A thing we can't understand. If you're in heaven, the glories of heaven, you shouldn't wish for anything else. But those in heaven desire to see in you what the grace of God can do. Verstaan jullie dit?
Those
in heaven see the best. They shouldn't wish for anything else. No desire to see anybody else, anything else. But they want to see in you what the blood of Jesus can do. What the grace of God can do. What the gospel can do. It's worth more to them than the glories of heaven to see what God can do in your life. That is what they don't see. And what in your life.
Bonage, babonis in Kazmula Gankulunkul, in Kazmulo Yak, Kota by a fist of Bonoguti, Ikaz Ligaches, Umusa Gaches, Ivangel, Uguba Lenzani, and Piloniako, Ikupe Bagbona, and Piloniako, Ikupe Wenzega, and Piloniako, Nina Bamshop, Nina Nila, Kwasizabantu, na.
The heerlijkheid van God in jouw leven is dit groter dan de heerlijkheid in de hemel. Dan daar die engelen, die heilige engelen in de hemel. Hulle kijk neer. Hulle verlang om te zien wat de evangelie van Jezus Christus kan doen. In jouw leven. In jouw leven. Shame upon you. If your life is a disgrace, you fit for hell.
Bonage, bafisu bona, inkazimule kankulunkulu empiloni yako, gune inkazimule ezulwini. Ngabe inkazimule kankulunkulu empiloni yako, gukulu, guna leo inkazimule ezulwini na, maye guwe, ihlazo uma ngabe kungenjalo.
Ingelozi zasezulwini. Ezibona umkhazikhazi bezulu zilangazelela uqalaze emhlabeni zibone kuwe ubukhulu bevangeli ukuthi ivangeli liyinto engakanani.
The angels want to see in your life the greatness of the gospel as to how great the gospel is.
Encwadini kwabaseFesi kubhaliwe ukuthi uNkulunkulu ufuna ukubonakalisa ubukhulu bomusa wakhe kuluqoqaba lwasezulwini babone ukuthi umusa wakhe ungakanani.
In Ephesians it says that God wants to display the greatness of his glory to the heavenly angels in and through the church.
Ingelosi zasezulwini zifisa ukubona izinto zevangeli empilweni yakho ntombi, empilweni yakho ntsizwa. Ngiyakubona lokho. Uma zibuka zibonani, uthandizwe, uhlutshwa inkanuko, sebenzisa izandla zakho, uyangcolisa. Wena mama, ututana nengane zakho zesihogo. Zizala ingane emahlathini, kodwa inhliziyo yakho ikhona. Hamba uye kuzona uye esihogweni nabo, awukasindiswa.
The angels want to see that which pertains to heaven and the gospel in your life, young man, young woman. But what do they see? Do they see you defiling yourself with your own hands? What do they see in your life? Mother, do they see you taking the side of your child who has turned his back upon God?
Isaiah uthi uJesu uzobona okuvela kuyimhelo yakhe esiphambanweni ekuhluphekweni kwakhe abono okuzaleke okuvela ekuhluphekeni kwakhe anelizwe.
Isaiah says that Jesus will see of the travail of his soul and be satisfied.
When Jesus sees what his death has done in your life, that he says, it's been worth it all. It's been worth it all. And he'll be satisfied. When Jesus looks at your life, dear brother, dear sister, is he satisfied? As he, the here and now gate, is a tefriere. Say, hey, that was the worth that a gesterf had on the cross.
Ujesu, lapo, ekbuga, eti, beguaf, begu, gatogos, uguti, gamfela, ngoba, sengbono gwenzegilo, kalegile, empiloniake, ngabe gunchalo, nomaka.
Then the holy angels come and say, we want to see as well. Let me see in their lives. Let me see in Elo's life, in Mario's life, in Dietmar's life, in Kai's life, what the gospel can do. And what do they see? Was sehen sie in eurem Leben? Kusho ukuthi, nginombuzo ukuthi, uqoqaba lwasezulwini, ubonani empilweni yakho, ubonani?
Abbas, those in heaven, the hosts of heaven, the angelic hosts, what do they observe in your life?
Is it gossip? Unkind words? Unfriendly deals? What can I call you? Men of and women of hell. Have I got to repeat that? Fall into sin. Carry on and then you fall into sin again. Disgrace. Shame on you. Han. To break balance, alcohol, and our parman de beer. Is Jesus the vrede? Is he gelukkig? As he dat zien. En die engele, wil hulle dat zien. As jou leven niet zo is, dat die heilige engele graag voor jou wil zien, die heerlijkheid van God. As het niet zo is niet, dan kom tot bekering vandaag. Vertel nie vir my daardie silly nonsense. Ek het die Here Jesus aangeneem. Ek het die Here Jesus aangeneem. Ek glo in die Here. Die duivels glo ook.
Babonani, babona kodwa ukuhleba. Babona ukuthi ungavezelani umusa. Ngingathini ngawe, muntu wesihoko. Kudingeka ukuthi ngikuphile lokho na. Babonani empilweni yakho. Uma kungabonakali inkazimulo kaNkuluNkulu, ngithi Penduka namhlanje ngoba mhlambe namhlanje uthi uyamthanda uJesu emokwesikhathi buyela endakamisweni buyela otshwaleni ungangitshela ukuthi usimamukele uJesu uyamkhola uJesu uNkulunkulu cha no Satan uyamkhola
uma izinkelo ezingcwele ezulwini zikubuka zibukani zitholani zifikani kuwe okusukela okhakhayini kube sezwaneni. How lishipi livangele lishunyayezwa namhlanje emhlabeni. Kugangwa ngoNkulunkulu. Sikhathi seSodom neGomora. Okholwa akaphenduke ngempela azingcwelise namhlanje. Namhlanje. Ungayibizi ngokuthi umntwana kaNkulunkulu. Uma kungabonakala ubukhazikhazi bevangeli kuwe. Ukuba zona zibone noJesu uqobo lwakhe abone. Ngikhumbula. Ya, kamfu.
What do they see in your life? From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. The gospel that is preached today is a cheap gospel. But let you repent today and that it will be the day where you change. Where your life will be different. I remember now this is meant for you ladies. The men know nothing about this. A certain woman almost died giving in childbirth. She had terrible pain.
Tina matota sikwazi lokho kuthiwa uma wesifazane angazala ingane yodwa indoda izale yesibili ngeke ibe khona yesithathu.
We men know nothing of birth pangs. It is said that if the wife would give birth to the first child and the husband to the second, there won't ever be a third.
I saw in Russia, they've got big families.
I spoke to some men.
And they said, we want one child upon the other. And I said, what about your dear wife? It's nothing. If she dies, I'll get another one. And she'll give birth to children like that as well. Hardened, with no feeling.
The
Russian men can be very hard, the Russian Christians. Ukuthi kodwa yeka lapho sebeyiletha ingane benginika ngigona ngakhohlwa usizi ngakhohlwa ukuhlupheka zazuleka inyembezi kube ngathi kuthola thelwa amafutha enxebeni uthi hawu lapho ngigona ngathi it has been worth it all uJesu wafa ngenxa yakho ukufa okuhlungu kodwa uma ikubuka namhlanje uyasho akayisoli ngokwehlezulwini abethelwe ngaleyo ndlela akhahlelwe ngaleyo ndlela abulawe ngaleyo ndlela angayisoli athi hawu ngiyajabula uma ngibona ugoodness uma ngibona ujoyce uma ngibona umatha uma ngibona umariya ngiyaduduzeka kuphela ukuhlungu uma ngibona ubuhle okudalwa ivangeli empilweni yabo.
I spoke to that woman who almost died during childbirth. And I said to her, what was it like? She said it was terrible. The pains were terrible. I thought it was the end. But when they brought my little baby to me and I embraced that baby, it was like oil on the wounds. I said it was worth it all. Is that what Jesus says concerning you?
Such travail, such pain you went through, such agony. He went down to hell. Must have been hell to him for you. But when he looks at you today, does he smile? Is he well pleased? Say, I couldn't wish for anything better. And the holy angels, when they see that smile, they say, Lord, we'd like to look into that life as well and see what your glorious redemption and gospel can do. They look away from heavenly things, look onto this earth of sin, and they want to see the glory of God in your life, which they can't behold up there. Aige, bazalwane, angazi, yeke izindlela zikaNkulunkulu. Izindlela zikaNkulunkulu. UJesu, ukuze akufele eGolgotha, ngoba ufuna ukuthi lezo ndlela zakhe zidale ubukhazikhazi. Hayi basezulwini, kodwa bevangeli empilweni yakho.
Oh, his paths are beyond tracing out. He's dying for you on the cross on Golgotha, so that through his ways and those ways might be evident in your life. Not the glories of heaven, but the glories of the gospel bringing about God's glory in your and my life.
Ingelosi silangazelela ukubona ukuthi ubunye okudalwa ngekhazi likaJesu nokufa kwaJesu ukuthi buhle kangakanani. Kodwa ubona abantwana bakaNkulunkulu becasukelana, behlebana, behlukana, bengathandani, babona isihogo, abaliboni izulu.
They would like to see what unity and oneness was brought about by the blood of the Lord Jesus amongst the brethren, amongst God's people. But what do they see?
Do they see people getting irritated with each other? People scandaling and slandering each other? Going apart from each other? What do they see?
I'm sorry, but my word has got Swiss letters. Kan nie vir julle bedui wat ek wil sê nie. It's inexpressible. I'm sorry that I can't make it plainer and clearer to you. I can only pray, oh God, Holy Spirit, reveal it to these people. Take the blinders away. Open their eyes that they know what it's all about.
Ngiyadabuka nje ukuthi ngiswela amagama, ngiswela amazwi ukuba ngingancacisela kangcono le ndaba. Ngingakhala nje kuNkulunkulu ngithi, Moya Ngcwele, bavula amehlo, susa ubumpumputhe ukuze babone le ndaba.
Das Geheimnisse, Secrets, imfihlakalo zevangeli, kodwa zimbulelwe kubantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Kubantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Ingelosi, sithi Nkulunkulu, sithanda ukuzwa indaba yevangeli. Sithanda ukubona indaba yevangeli kubantwana bakho, obasindisile ngegazi lakho, ngokufa kwakho.
These are heavenly secrets and mysteries, but they are revealed to little children. And the angels say they want to see that which God does through His blood, through His grace, through the gospel, in each one's life.
I pray that that which I can't say and express in words, that will be visible when the heavenly angels look down on you, that they'll see it. The Bible says we can't utter what's up there. It's inexpressible. And may that which your life is, and what they see in your life, that it can't be expressed in words, that they'll see it and be satisfied. And the holy angels, when they desire to see that they'll see it and say, oh, marvelous, Lord Jesus, we didn't know that your grace is so big. We didn't know that your blood can sanctify and cleanse in such a way.
Ngiyathandaza ukuba lokho engakwazi ukuthi ngikuphimisele ngamazwi kubonakala empilweni yakho. IBhayibheli lithi okwasezulwini akuchazeki, kwangathi nalokho izingelozi zikubone empilweni yakho kungaba yilokho okungachazekiyo inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu.
Bathi uJoseph Stalin lapho efa, inkosi yase Russia, mbulali wababulali, kuthiwa abayizigidi ziphindwe ngamashumi zabulawa uyena, owashaya umkakhe cishe wafa. Uma ilele embhedeni yakhe ukufa engasakwazi ukukhuluma, bengena beze embhedeni wakhe, ubethi ngena umuntu athi ubekhomba ezulwini, asazi ukuthi wahlangana nokuphi, wabona ulaka likaNkulunkulu yini, noma wabona umusa kaNkulunkulu yini. Ngize ngithi, Nkosi uStalin, sombona yini ezulwini? Ngingababaza ubukhulu bomusa kaNkulunkulu ukuthi umuntu onjalo angene ezulwini engasakwazi ukukhuluma, ubethi nje hlale khomba phezulu, ubephika uNkulunkulu. Kodwa uma isefa, ubethi.
Joseph Stalin, that communist dictator, had killed many people. He had murdered millions through his life. They were killed. But on his deathbed, it is said that those that came into the room, they saw him lying on his bed, pointing upwards. I don't know what he saw there, whether he saw the wrath of God or whether he saw the grace of God. But I would marvel at the grace of God if I would see Stalin in heaven one day.
Say, oh my, God's grace is great. Indescribable. But where do you come from? Think of your past sins. Think where you came from. See how you have sinned. Unless you are damned and you have never seen yourself as a sinner. And Jesus didn't come for you, but He came for sinners. Now our life should be such as when the angels look, that they say, my, the grace of God is great. Just look at, see it in his life, visible.
Kodwa buka manje ingemuva lakho lapho uqhamuka khona izono wazenza impilweni yakho zonke izinto usawadlula kuzona uma ngabe ungesiyena umuntu olahlekiwe ngempela ongenathemba ngawe uzobona izono zakho kodwa akube lokho manje ingelosi zibabaze umusa kaNkulunkulu mazibone lokho uNkulunkulu akudalile empilweni yakho ngomusa wakhe
yeka izahlulelo zakhe lapha abantu bangena esihogweni besha bengakafi kanti nendlela zakhe ezingaphenyekiyo athatha umuntu ongelutho umuntu oyisoni ongumzenzisi ongumfarisi ongumqambi manga olisele osela oyisifebe asetshenzwe nguNkulunkulu kuze kubonakale ubukhazikhazi okudlula ubukhazikhazi basezulwini empilweni yakho.
Oh, how unsearchable the judgments of God when people enter hell with their eyes open, alive, entering hell because of the judgment of God. But oh, how his ways are beyond tracing out when he takes a man of the earth, a sinful man, a man that is immoral, that's a thief, that's a murderer, and he takes that person and he uses that person to show forth his glory.
Sifuna ukubona umuntu waseAfrika. Sifuna ukubona umuntu omnyama. Ukuthi indaba yevangeli idalani kuye. Noma esaba abantu. Noma ibhukuthe ezolweni. Noma emithele ekhaya nasesikhotini. Kodwa lapho esehlangana nevangeli. Ukuthi ubenjani sifuna ukubona lokho. Noma kuyibhunu. Noma kuyingisi, noma iJalmani, bathi sifuna ukubona laba bantu abahlangana nevangeli emhlabeni ukuthi banhloboni.
They say they want to see what this person is like, this African that lives an immoral life, brings about illegitimate children into the world, and that person, that white, that Afrikaner, English, whatever nationality it might be, what is wrought by the gospel in that person's life?
Forget about your husband. This is what God wants to see in you. Forget about your wife, your children. This is what God will have in your life. And so must it be.
Kosa, umyeni, kosa ubaba wantwana. Impilo yakho ukukondene nawe ngomanje. Ilokhu uNkulunkulu afuna ukubona. Empilweni yakho kumele kuba kube njalo.
Babona ukuthi igazi likaNkulunkulu lidalani kumuntu omusha.
I want to see what does the blood of Jesus bring about in a young person's life.
Entombini ebifuna amadoda nje, ifuna amadoda, ifuna ukushada nje. Noma kungakaqhuma amabele esifubeni. Vuthu umlilo esikhokho. Naso limini sifuna ukubona ukuthi igazi lika Jesu lenzani kumuntu onjalo.
Where a young girl is driven by lust, she just wants men, she wants to get married even before she's reached puberty, that where that fire burnt, they want to see what is brought about when the blood of Jesus works in such a life.
When the fire of hell burns on the lips, that's where it burns. Then women gossip and talk things they shouldn't do. And some men are inoculated by that as well. And they say, we want to see what the gospel does in the life of such a person. And that, God senam geheilig sal word, Yuriob.
Uguba ikabili kankulunkulu, lineliswe ngawe.
And if it's not like that, I fear that we are damned.
Uma kungenjalo, nginovalo ukuthi silahlekiwe ingunaphakade.
Asithandaze.
Shall we pray?
Nkosi Jesu, ngiyacela ukuthi indaba yakho yevangeli ingabiyizeleze kithina.
Lord Jesus, may your gospel not be in vain to us.
Ngiyacela Nkosi.
I ask you, O Lord.
Kungabikho noyedwa oyibiza ngokuthi ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu, kodwa akubonakali inkazimulo yakho kithina ukuthi ivangeli litaleni.
May not one who calls himself your child, where your glory is not seen and evident in our lives.
Amen.